بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We all know that the most important thing in Islam is to bring about good morals and good character. That will make the difference between men. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for that, to bring about it, a revolution in the people's habits. Now it's obvious this month that if a person wants to reform and is determined to reform, then no doubt the doors are open for him. In other words, he has to know himself that I want to reform. The reformation means to reform not only on few things. Islam is a complete way of life. You cannot pick and choose in Islam. You don't choose what you accept. You like those things you take. You don't like those things you don't take. In Islam, there's no thing as choosing. In Islam, there's no such thing as, I like this, I'll take that. I don't like this, I don't take that. That is not called total obedience. Total obedience is whether you like it or don't like it. You will have to take it without questioning. When a doctor gives you a medication, no matter you don't enjoy it, but he says you have to take it. But why do you take it at that time? Because you know your life is at stake. And he said this is the only thing that can save you. So on that occasion, you make sure that you take that medication without, no matter what it is. Why? Because you want to save your life. The life of the dunya you want to save, the life of the akhirat is this. That take what you want to take, but take everything. In reformation, you reform. There's no such thing as restrictions and conditions. You have to reform completely, but they don't reform. In the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people were so sincere, they had intention to reform, they became someone. They became someone. And those who did not have no intention of any kind, like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and the rest of them, you know what happened to them. So reformation means that you have to always time, that you have to change yourself. If you do not change, Allah has given the way to change. Rasulullah has given the way to change. Now you have to learn to change. And the most important thing to learn to change is the most important thing not to have pride. What was the reason Abu Talib, or what was the reason for them not to accept Islam? They knew all the answers. They should see who was more great than Rabbi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should tell him that he is Al-Amin, As-Sadiq Al-Amin. Everything they should say. But what was the reason that they did not accept Islam? The only reason was pride. Pride. So this is the reason why here too, today, we do want to not reform because of pride. Because of pride. We must forget pride. In Islam, there is no such thing as pride. It's only for one person, is Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, because pride, a person has in him, if he's got any quality that would you have created in you yourself, and you cannot leave, again, not leave you, then you can have pride on that. Everything that you have in you is not with you. Allah Ta'ala has given you and you take it away again to him. If you think you got piety in you, that piety can go away tomorrow, na'udhu billah. If you think you got handsomeness in you, tomorrow it goes away too. If you think you're very strong, tomorrow it goes away too. So these things would call pride can only go to only one person, that who? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants opposite of pride to come into us, that we have to live of that kind. And a slave can only have that quality of humility. And every one of us, no matter who we are, we have to learn that we are a slave. And how do you come to know you'll accept a slave? That if someone has to belittle you to the ground, it will not affect you. It will not affect you. Because end of the day, if you are a good person, anyone runs you down, make no difference. But if you are a bad person and run you down, then you must accept it. So reformation means to reform in every way. You have to learn to reform. That you have to know this much, that no matter what happens, I must reform. If you not want to reform, then Allah Ta'ala says, you can make all kind of excuses in front of everyone. All kind of excuses. It may carry weight in the world, not in front of Allah. You can bluff the people, you cannot bluff. So unfortunately today we haven't got this. You can only, we can, and remember one thing among those who bring, you cannot bring fear to anyone until the person brings fear himself. A person begins to show off that, you know, I committed this sin and that sin, he praises himself because he got no fear. But once fear comes into him, which he has to bring himself, fear is not something that we can bring. You have to bring yourself that fear. You can say the person fear Allah. But until he's not prepared to fear Allah, no difference it makes. Everything happens because we haven't got a fear of Allah Ta'ala. We do not know that one day we'll be answerable for the wrongs that we are doing, committing the sins. There's a reason why this is. So there's no such thing as fear today. Then only those people who say, I got no fear, they remember, they no fear, yeah, but when they go to Qabr, they come to me, how much of fear they must have. Many people today, they boast about their sins, boast about the good, the bad habits they've got in them, that I run that Muslim down, and I run this person down, and I did this, and I did that. They praise themselves, because there's no fear. But when they go to Qabr, they come to know how much fear they'll have that time, and that's too late. That is too late. Man has to reform. Likewise, in all the sins that we commit today to. Everything, what's the reason for us that we're still busy with the cell phone? I'll just tell this one. The reason for cell phone today, do you know something? Cell phone has harmed the hearts bigger than the body. The cell phone has caused the harm to the hearts. It's broken marriages, it's broken... The worst habits have come through cell phone. The worst morals too. You learn to cheat, you learn to tell lies. You learn to deceive. Every sin that you can think about, the West has given us. We have become the slaves of the West. They have given us a cell phone. Use this thing here, your whole life is a miserable thing. No such thing as manage, no such thing as happiness at home. No happiness at all. There's no respect gone. There's no more respect. The wife will look at the husband, the husband look at the wife, but with disrespect. There's no such thing, but why? The reason is because why? It's because we have adopted a policy of having no fear of Allah. You tell a person, do not look at the filth. Every day you can say, do not look at those nonsense, all the rubbish that you see in the cell phone. Where is it? Why is it that there is no reformation? Why not changing? The reason why? Because you got no fear. But the day the fear comes in, bring fear in you. What does that mean, your fear? Taqwa. Fear means? If you have fear of Allah Ta'ala and have taqwa in you, then you make sure that you keep away from those things. You don't go even near it too. But we do not know, you see. We don't take it important. We don't show importance. And every one of us sitting here, can you see for yourself when you go back home, you see the face, how the welcome is. It's because she is busy with her own things. She's no more busy with you anymore. To that extent, she begins to fulfill your rights and she's not even thinking of her own rights too. So this is what it is, that until unless you do not have that urge, that thirst, you know, the thirst. Water will only come, you got the thirst. The money, milk will only come, the mother, when the baby is there. If there's no one to suck the milk, the thing, then there will be no milk. Likewise, you have to be becoming that this, I'm thirsty, then Allah Ta'ala will send the thirst. Allah Ta'ala will fulfill your thirst. But if you do not have the thirst in you, then how do Allah Ta'ala want to fulfill you? So this is what it is, that the passion is not there, the feeling is not there. Otherwise the feeling that everyone will have at heart, that something else will happen. Once you have the feeling for it, I promise you have that urge, I'm feeling for it. I'm feeling that I must reform now. I must reform no matter what happens. Where is that today? No one is... Look at that person, he committed 99 people he killed. He went and asked one person, he said, is there any way I can be punished? Saved. He said, there's no way. He killed him also. 1900 then. But then he was still had the urge, you see, the passion, to say, you know, there must be some way Allah Ta'ala forgive me. Why don't we have the same thing too? That somehow Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Show some kind of information. Sometime if you not achieve, you not succeed, but Allah saw you made some effort. Show Allah Ta'ala you're making some effort because Allah is all the time knowing everything what's happening. But if you do not make any kind of effort, what do you expect to do? So this person was told 99, he killed that person, but still he had the Somehow I must be forgiven somehow. The regret is there. See, when you commit a sin, there must be regret. Regret means when someone tells you you committed a sin, you must feel hurt about it. Not to boast about it like how today we do. You must get hurt that why I committed a sin. And do not take any sin to be minor. Because that minor sin can cause you to go for destruction. And do not take any action to be a small good action, to be a small action. Because possible that action can take you to Jannat. You know that lady, she was a prostitute. She gave that water to the dog. And yet Allah Ta'ala, through that one action, gave you her Jannat. So what I'm trying to say, do not take any good action to be small. And do not take any small sin to be small. Take every sin to be major. In your eyes, when you got love for someone, then you try your level best, in my husband, to say, one is to go to Jannah to punishment, and one is to go to Jannah without reckoning. What is that now? Who do not want to go to Jannah without reckoning? Who do not want to go to Jannah? Allah must give our action in your right hand, write this down, Jannah better later. Why? No fear. No fear. But if you have the fear for Allah Ta'ala, then you make sure that everything that you do. So this is what it is, that you know, if you do not have the passion in you and the desire in you to reform, then urge and longing to reform, no one can reform. The biggest alim can come. He can give the best lecture. You'll cry there also. All tears will come out. But the moment you go out and you do not make any difference in your life, what bit? Maulana, you gave a wonderful talk. What difference it made in your life? If it not make any difference in your life, what did it make? It made no difference at all. This is what is important. Like a person, you know, his wife tell him that, you know, buy him, I want jewelry, man. Get jewelry. He's not interested in it. But if he's interested, he'll buy the jewelry. But if he does not interest, then she can scream and make the biggest noise too. Because he hasn't got that thing to buy it. If he wants to buy, he'll steal also. But if he does not want to buy, the wife can scream, make the biggest noise too. The jewelry won't come. So this is how it is. Here too, in our own way too. We have to know this much. See how. But today my husband to say, and Buzrugs are saying, the people come to the majlis for what? How is he talking? How is he talking? What kind of language is he? Are we crying here? Why cry for another cry? Sometimes you don't cry with the tears, but you cry with your heart. Your crying with the heart is something else. Have you come with that intention, Ya Allah, I'm leaving this place now. Whatever wrongs that I've been doing, now let me reform. If you haven't got that intention, what intention you came with? Are you remain the same person as before, or even worse? Allah Ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, Man taqarraba. When you come near me one step, I take two steps to you. Who takes two steps? Allah. How kind and compassionate He is that you take one step, Allah takes two steps. And if you run towards Him, I grab you. When the time will come that He'll grab us, that we run towards Him. The reason for us all that we are doing, the reason is because you don't want to do is because of pride. Take our pride away. Pride will take you nowhere. And learn to reform. If someone tells you you're worse than an animal, say, Jazakallah, I may be worse than an animal if I die without Iman. The Buzrugs who say this much, that you know you're worse than that, he says, if I die without Iman, then I'm worse than what you say. So we have to look after our Iman. Look after Iman. Not to worry what the whole world can tell you that you're a non-Muslim, na'udhu billah. But in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, you're Muslim, you're everything. But the whole world tell you you're a Muslim, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, you're not a Muslim, then who's accepted? So why look at what people say? People are not important to us. One person is important to Allah Ta'ala. He is the one that you must keep happy. Look in the world, everything is happening. What can anyone do? The only thing that can happen is we learn to speak to Allah, and He can do everything. He can turn the table overnight. If only you can understand. So just to go and listen to a talk, and any amount of talks you can give there after that, unless that person not prepared to put himself right, and reform, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. Sahaba Ikram, one sitting by Nabi Karim, they should just go one sitting, revolution took place in life. Whole life there. They have committed the worst sins, yet they just see Rasulullah Sallam and the revolution. And we, the reason is because of intention, only Allah knows. Of intention. I'm telling you, the only thing that's causing all this harm is the cell phone. It's the worst evil. I promise you, just ponder a little bit. If you just press the wrong button, instead of stopping there, you're supposed to, you go forward. And it's too late. It's too late. Remember, if you're going to carry on the life of this kind, I can promise you this much, that Malakul Maut will come at that time, and at that time you tell him, please give me a break now, please give me a break. He'll tell you, I'm sorry, I cannot give you a break. He'll even tell you that messengers have came and told, reminded you of the things that are going to happen, that you're going to leave this world. You say, no one told me about it, you say. Allah must save us from that. Allah must save us from that. Look, young people are dying. Young people are dying. There's signs for us to remember, take a lesson. فَاتَّبِرُوا يَا أُولَّ بَصَارِ. You think your old people, young people are living. Through that you cannot take a lesson who you take a lesson with. Today we say we are really young now. Don't worry, let's make the best of it. Let's do all the wrong things. Never mind, it's still time, it's still. Don't ever think like that. That is shaitan that talking. Shaitan is talking. What you can do in your youth, you cannot do in your old age. I promise you, Allah has given you this youth. If you can only appreciate it and make ibadat on this. That's why they say under the shade of Allah, there are seven people that one is that person, a young person, whose heart is toward the masjid all the time. A young person, what he can do for Islam, an old person cannot do Islam. You do not know, oh youth of today, remember, you all are very valuable to us. If you only know how valuable you are to us, make yourself become valuable in the eyes of Allah. Become someone. Old people even given, you know, concession you can't go to jihad to. Can't go jihad to. Can't keep fast to under circumstances. But a young person, Allah has given them that youth. Make good use of that youth. Do not waste your life going to this corner and that corner and meeting that. Look, that one is, you want to become from among the special ones. I'm only talking to people who have become the special ones. You have come here because you want to become among the special ones. You want to become the odd ones. The others outside, you're not talking of, talk of you, what made you come here today. For what did you come here? You could have gone anywhere else. Allah brought you here. So when he has brought us here, then how we must appreciate him? Appreciate him that I must become a better and closer to him. How must I come closer to him? This is what important is. It mustn't be. So the Farishta will tell him this, but that grey hair came into you. That there was a reminder that you're going to leave this world. You tell you got grandchildren came to you. That means their place came in the world and you have to go from this world. He gave all that. But you did not take any lesson. An accident took place. I told you that that person was so young, so young. Very young in your eyes. Allah decides who to take. To open an eyes for everyone. So let us open our eyes now. The heart eyes. Not eyes. The heart of the eyes. Open and open. Become more closer to Allah. What mistakes we have made, make tawbah for that. Become more closer to him. And get hold to someone, hold to someone with sincerity. And whatever he tells you, do that. Had the Sahaba Ikram, and they should come to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They should come to him. They should not ask any question. They say, do this, they just do it later. So you must give yourself to someone too. And whatever he tells you, do it. Does not make sense. You don't worry. As long as I know I've got a doctor. Inshallah, with the barakat azad wala, barakat of Islam, inshallah, is what the difference will make in our life. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala amal karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farma. Wa aakhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wala aqibatu lit-taqin wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la tikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma nas'aluka al-'afwa wal-'afiyah wal-mu'afaat ad-da'imah fi ad-din wad-dunya wal-akhirah wal-fawz bil-jannah wan-najat. نعوذ بالله من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن. اللهم وفقنا ما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل. إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك. Thank you.